The words of the introit are from the Book of Wisdom. Thou hast mercy on all, O Lord, and hatest nothing of those thou hast made, overlooking the sins of men for repentance and sparing them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, dear fathers, dear faithful, and dear children, we start today our Lenten season, marked by the reception of ashes on this Ash Wednesday. This is also the beginning of our Lenten penance, which this year we will spend with the Blessed Virgin Mary. Lent is the time of penance, and penance in its most visible form is made up with daily fast and abstinence. You should know that God instituted abstinence already before the fall. In the very first chapter of Genesis, God said to Adam, "But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil eat thou not." And fasting God instituted after the fall, "With much toiling shalt thou eat thereof all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herbs of the earth. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return to earth, of which thou wast taken, because dust thou art, and into dust thou shalt return." So it was from the very first man that we have been obliged to do penance and suffer hunger. And during Lent, we are obliged to remember how horrible thing sin is by exercising penance in reparation for our own sins and those of the whole mankind. Early Christians always, all year round, fasted on Wednesdays and Fridays. The fast on Wednesday was in the memory of the betrayal of our Lord, so-called Spy Wednesday. And the fast on Friday was in remembrance of our Lord's passion and death upon the cross. Dear faithful, when Our Lady appeared in Fatima 100 years ago, she asked us to grieve for the sins that weigh heavily upon the souls of men. And we must, during this Lent, think especially our own sins, which were the instruments of our Lord's passion. And this Lent, our little church provides you many chances to spend this Lent with Mary. But Our Lady has not only told us to do penance, she has also shown us the example in doing penance herself. In order that she could give more alms, Our Lady deprived herself of everything. As a true penitent, Mary, who was without sin, she took food for her body only as little as she could take without dying. Her fasts, which were frequent and rigorous, were done in order that she could give more alms to the poor. But the fasts of the Blessed Virgin were not like our fasts in modern times, which most of the time consist only in watching that we don't eat meat in the first part of the day, and watching the quantities of our meals. No, the fasts of the Blessed Virgin Mary were an abstinence from everything, and her fasts began in the evening at sunset and ended the next day at the rising of the stars at night. All this time, Mary not only felt hunger, she also imposed upon herself the hardest work, the most disagreeable works of mercy. She put on her poorest clothing, slept on the ground, and did not allow herself during these days of mortification and tears, which oftentimes lasted for weeks, she did not allow herself anything but one very light meal composed of bread, bitter herbs, and a cup of water. But, dear faithful, not only we should, according to our state of life, imitate Mary in doing outward penance, during this Lent we should also pray with Our Lady and do some extra spiritual practices. You will find many useful meditations, prayers, and suggestions published in our bulletin every week, as well as a Lenten calendar of our special devotions during this time. Again, Our Lady showed us the example in fervent prayer. Her meditations were frequent, and her prayers were so attentive that she seemed to be taken before her God already before her Assumption. And nothing could ever distract her in spending her time with her God. On the other hand, the mightiest man on the earth at that time, the Emperor Augustus, Mary's contemporary, he was truly a coward compared to Mary. Augustus was horribly afraid of big storms, like the one we had here just this past night and morning. At the least appearance of a storm, this mighty ruler of Rome and the entire world, he went and hid himself in the deep vaults of his palace, where the noise of the thunder and the flashes of lightning could not go. But the roaring of the tempest and the noise of the thunder, which used to make the mighty emperor take refuge in his underground vaults, they did not bother the young girl, Our Lady. She was completely absorbed in her religious duties, and her soul was always at the presence and in the service of God, far beyond the limits of the world and the region of storms. This is the girl you should imitate this Lent, dear faithful, not the mighty and cowardly emperor. Make a resolution to spend this Lent with Mary, and also to make sacrifices to attend the devotions. There is a lot to choose from: Vespers, Stations, extra Masses in our church, all expecting our faithful to come and spend this Lent with the Mother of God and our Mother. There was never any better example for us in doing penance than Mary was. She never lost sight of God. She loved her God, and her whole life was but one continual exercise of the purest love of God. And at the end of the day, when the sun came to weigh down her eyelids, her heart still watched and prayed. Dear faithful and dear children, one day our eyes and the eyes of our loved ones will also close for the last time. We and all our dear ones, our parents, our priests, our friends, and our children and grandchildren, all us will infallibly die, and then comes true what you are today reminded of, that we shall return to dust. Then it is the time to check if we spent our days on earth in toiling and sweat, as God said to Adam, or did we spend it in idleness and seeking glory for ourselves? Those who did according to word of God, they will receive eternal happiness with Mary and the saints. Those who failed to do so, they will receive everlasting punishment with the devil and his angels. If you be like the emperor, trying to hide under the ground you will stay. Instead, be like Mary, who has Christ as a treasure in heaven. Live life with Christ and Mary, both in the joys of prayer and in the passion of penance, and you will have the adventure of joy in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.